We're actually here at Carolot Nursery today. We've been running a training session, and we've come to Carolot because we know that Carolot have been using story phones for several years, and they are real champions of story phones, and they do wonderful things. And I'm really lucky because I've got Linda here from downstairs, and Linda's going to tell us just a little bit about the sort of things that the adults and the children do with story phones, and also the benefits that the children gain. So thank you very much for coming up, Linda.
You're welcome.
And if you could just share a few of your experiences and just sort of explain what sort of activities you do with story phones and the sort of things that the children like to do, that would be lovely if you could do that, please.
Well, we first got the story phones about 2.5 years ago, and they are the most wonderful things and one of the best used resources within the nursery, and we use it for different parts of the curriculum. The children use them by themselves. They know how to switch them on and off. And some of the children, what we've noticed is their confidence is really built when they're using them. Children that would never dance or sing, skip around the nursery, they have them on. They get so caught up in what's going on them. We've also used them for specific topics that we've done. We've used them to do downloaded nursery rhymes and basic stories that we felt the children were just losing, just a generation thing. They didn't know, like, stories like Jack and the Beanstalk, so we went on and just downloaded so many basic stories and nursery rhymes, and it really helped the children get back, which then helps their literacy skills with the rhyming and new words and phrases as well. We use the MP3 player at circle time, all-together time and small group times. The children also record themselves on it, and we use that for different things as well as singing and songs. We maybe use it for carrying out instructions and listening skills, which we use it for as well. One of the other things that we noticed is we don't have it as a set activity. We have them where the children are just free to walk about the room. So we have noticed that the children will maybe go to arts and crafts, and they have the earphones on, and they produce these wonderful drawings because it's what they're hearing on the story phones, depending on what story they're doing as well. We also use them at physical time for exercising and counting. So every skill that the children need are used through these story phones.
Right. Oh, well, that's smashing. Well, that's lovely to hear what you're doing, Linda, and it's nice that we've agreed to sort of sharing this today.
No problem.
And we've had a lovely day this afternoon with the training session in your lovely training room as well. So it's been a real pleasure to come up and visit you today. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.